Hello, and we are back here with the Sunday Arts Magazine. We've got a wonderful artist here, Enza Benincasa.
Yes.
So you are a visual artist,
yes.
And you work in a few mediums, but mainly painting, really, isn't it? And landscape is a love of yours.
Yeah. I started off with landscapes and then progressed to other things after I went to RMIT. And they just introduced so many artists to you and various ways of making art that I hadn't really thought of. And so it just expanded my thinking. And so then I entered into making assemblages. Mm-hmm. Assemblages is like building things, and I was making them out of soft, traditionally female objects like wool, buttons.
Right.
And just making these huge constructions.
Sort of installations.
Yeah. And things that would just hover in the room. Mm. And I would just start at like stapling something to a wall, wire, and then creating these huge things just out of continually just creating.
Yeah.
So I just went from traditionally making landscapes, is, you know, what we know from when we're young at school and we just things that we see, to developing a different way of thinking and looking at the world in my art forms.
Well, yes, I've seen some of your art and it is quite mystical and sort of like fairy tale, even though it's, familiar cities. Urban settings, but it does look quite sort of mystical. So it's your perception, I guess, of these landscapes, whether it be rural or city. So what is your, how do you see the world and how does it sort of translate in your art?
Well, a lot of people have told me that, and when they first started telling me, I didn't see it.
I'm thinking,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But I do have within myself this sense of the mystical and of other world and fairy tale and maybe of hope.
Yeah.
And looking at the light side of things.
Yes. So instead of being urban and gritty, it actually comes across sort of, you know, quite beautiful, which is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that sort of reflects your personality, I guess, in the way you want to see the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do love, I really love construction and I love the city. And that's that earthy, grounded sort of construction stability.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like one side of my personality that I can see.
Yes.
And then there's the other side, which is, say, of the city, which is all the lights, people going through cars, tooting horns and fireworks. And that's another part of my personality that I think sort of uplifts that more grounded.
Yeah.
So it's a nice balance.
Yeah.
So when did it all start from? As a child? You know, like where did the interest in art? Because, you know, like we all have different journeys, you know, like growing up. And to be an artist, I think, is so unique.
Well, for me, it did start from when I was a kid. And it was a medium and something that I just naturally had an affinity with.
Yeah.
And it was something that I felt like a companion. And it gave me joy and it gave me confidence in myself. And it was like something that I'd never, it was like having a conversation with myself of encouragement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never thought of it on that level.
Yeah, because every time I was with it or I was making art, it was having a conversation with the side of myself that was confident, leading, reassuring. So in all my life, I've had this companion, which is me, but I'm putting it through into my art.
Yeah.
And the first recollection that I realised that I wanted to be an artist was I was at kindergarten and I was about to leave.
Yeah.
And then I saw a small easel with the butcher's paper was just nice and blank.
Yeah.
And they had all the pots of paint with the big paintbrushes. And so I ran over there, and I remember myself as little, and I grabbed the paintbrush and I just, it was red paint, and I just put it all over the paper, and I was just so excited, you know, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is just fantastic.
Found your calling at such an early age.
And I said to myself, and it's really weird at that age, I said, now I know why I'm here for. And it was like, and when I was thought that to myself, I thought, where did that come from? I've never had that sort of bigger.
Just innate.
It just came. It was like a door open and this idea came.
Yeah.
And I said, now I know why I'm here for. to paint. It was weird.
And how have you done with your art? You know, like, have you been successful? You know, like, do you sell a bit of your art?
Yes, I do. Surprisingly, not surprisingly, but more
you
than,
should never say
that. You sell some art.
Although artists... it's a tough world, isn't it? You know, a visual artist, it's very tough to make a living from it.
I think that because I've always felt that I was a good artist, even when I was little, because I could, I realised that I was sort of more advanced. Then I was looking at other kids and they were just scribbling.
Yeah.
And I started doing straight lines within the lines. So I had a confidence. Mm. So from little.
So you didn't really need to be taught. It just sort of was a natural talent.
A natural, yeah. I think. Mm. But from little, I knew that I was going to do something with it and be successful at it, even though it's been, you know, I've got another path. You know, you have to work as well and do other things that take you off track.
Mm.
But within myself, I knew. And I realised as soon as I started getting a little bit off track where my other work would take me too far in or I was not happy, I would push myself through because of this strength from a kid was going to push me back on track, and it has.
Back to your friend, which is the art that you
true.
Do.
That's true.
Now, something pretty exciting's happened to you just recently, a new job, but you can actually be an artist within this new job you've got, which again is quite unique for an artist. That so explain what this new job is.
Well, this new job is like the dream job for me, and I've always wanted to do something like this. It's painting for a firm who prints artworks, so and they frame them as well. So all the art sort of prints that you see around in homes and stuff, they do that.
They mass produce them.
They mass produce them for furniture stores, kind of stuff, you know. And so they asked me to help.
How did it come about?
Well, as I said, you know, before, it feels like it was some serendipitous thing happened. I say, oh, excellent, just what we dream of and it happens. It tats lotto, that kind of feeling. But I was reflecting on it and I realised that I've had little dealings with them along the way.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so that then when I was there and we were talking about stuff and I thought I could help them, it just, they offered me the job and I'm thinking, what?
Going to pay me to do what I love?
Yeah, I'm going to get paid.
Every
this is
day.
A dream. Yes. Especially coming as, you know, getting on in age. And I just thought, hey, I'm starting this joy again.
Yes, great. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, the experience that you have and, you know, you, as you say, you've been sort of in and out of their consciousness, so it's obviously meant to be.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Is it very different to your art that you do as an artist?
It's different to what I'm sort of in the direction that I'm going with my own art, because it's a personal journey of growth of what my ideas are. But what's happening in this job is I'm using my sort of style or the sort of the language that I use, because they know that, and use that in their direction.
Mm.
Like they've got products that they want to produce.
Mm.
So by talking together and we're going through looks and everything of different kind of artworks, I will produce what they're looking for.
So you're following, follow a brief. They give you a bit of a brief.
Yeah.
And because a lot of artists, again, would go, oh, no, I can't, I can't do that.
Precious.
Yes. I can't sell out.
Yeah.
I'm selling out.
Yeah.
But you've got to be realistic, don't you?
Mm.
And the fact is that you see that it's an opportunity, don't you, to take yourself on another journey.
Yeah. And, like, with me at home, I'll be doing my own art, but I feel confident enough. And I just feel so excited that I'm going to be working with other people, graphic artists. I'm not going to be working from my flat.
Mm.
And I'm going to be talking to
people. Part of the community. Talking,
and getting ideas. And I like what they're doing. And I like, there's a lot of abstract stuff. So it's quite freeing for me.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I was saying, no, I can't do paintings for somebody else.
Right.
Because I think I was scared that they might not like it, but I put this thing on, no, I must follow my art.
Yep.
But I think that after having a few jobs that I wasn't happy in, I thought, I'm not going there again.
Yep.
And I thought, this is wonderful.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Now, tell us, obviously you're concentrating on this commercial venture right now. Are you working towards a new exhibition of your own work?
Well, I've got a new gallery that's taking me on. So next week, my works will be,
Yeah, of course you
at
can.
At Vernissage in, I think it's 509 High Street, Paran.
Yep.
So they'll have my works in there. There'll be something probably on display in the showroom, and then things at the back. So that's a new a venture for me.
And that's your personal art that you've been working from the studio.
Yeah. And then also I've had another beautiful opportunity is a lovely lady called Judith Buckridge, who's an award-winning a writer who wrote a book on Ackland Street and won an award for it.
Yep.
She's doing another book on the Yarra River.
Right.
So she's asked me if I would do the paintings for the book.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that is just like, oh.
Another dream job.
Another dream job. And it's also on a topic that I'm interested in because it's about the river, about our history, the land's history, looking at, I love a lot of Aboriginal history, so
it'll take you to the suburbs as well as the city, and it's quite an iconic river that goes throughout, the Melbourne area.
And will it be contemporary or will it be traditional looking?
I think I'm just going to let it, because we're going to go up the river.
Mm-hmm.
So I think by looking, talking, seeing what other people, what they're saying, what everyone's
and what she's writing about,
yes,
I suppose,
and what she's writing about and her thoughts.
Yeah.
I'll take it on board and then start making art, and then sometimes the art does its own thing.
Yeah. Have you painted the river before? Have you?
I have.
You have, yeah.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, but I did it in sort of a childlike, naive style, but I have that association with it.
Mm.
It comes in everything. You know, you go onto the Eureka or the Rialto and you see it there, like a glass.
The snake or the snake.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, amazing. Yeah, I have.
Well, that's a great job.
Yeah.
And then, so do you travel quite a bit to see different landscapes, or is it really Melbourne that you focus on, or what inspires you?
Look, wherever I am, but wherever I go, I take on this, it's like, how can I say, it's a mental different space that I go into where I reflect on the land.
Yeah.
And it's like it gives me messages.
Yeah.
It's like you feel the smell. You go to the Central Australia and it's that earth red and something, and it's just expanse. There's nothing except air and land and colour.
Yes.
So it immediately takes you, and you've got your own readings and senses about it. So you go and deliver in your artwork what you've picked up.
Yeah.
So you pick up different things, but it will inform all your other cities that you go to and everything.
Yeah. Amazing.
And do you ever have a block where you think to yourself, oh, I can't paint, there's nothing coming? Or is it always, or have you always got a new thought, a new something that you get excited about?
Yeah. No, I've had blocks, and I think that's probably either a block about yourself or you're nervous to start the painting or something. So, yeah, you block. But just say, like, I know at uni you might block for a while, but you've got things to present.
Yeah,
so you unblock. You unblock.
It's all about unblocking. Yeah.
It
just
might
do
not
it.
Be the way you want it, but you do it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, it sounds as if you're busier than ever.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful for an artist to be that busy. So how can we find out more about you? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I do. I have a website. It's under my name, Inza Benincasa. And having a website has just been absolutely amazing for me because it's got most of all my opportunities, including coming to chat to you, David.
Yep.
Because I saw you interview Colin Shepherd.
Yep.
I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's wonderful. And like all your other interviews.
so they're interviews for people who aren't aware that I do a few TV interviews with well-known Melbourne people, and Colin Shepherd is an artist who mostly does Art Deco. We've interviewed him on Sunday Arts as well, but I'm doing it for Bent TV, and then you can have a look at them on YouTube as well. So, he's an incredible artist,
wonderful.
and such a not a pushy person, very shy person, but he's a
very
lovely
talented
guy.
He does sort of interiors as well as fashion, that's as well right. as art.
It's mostly all Art Deco is his big passion.
And he's done a lot in St Kilda at the moment.
He
the opening
is.
Of the SB and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful to see. Yeah.
Have you ever done any a wall painting?
The only, not really, but I did do one. I used to have a fitness centre called Easy Tone, and in one of the rooms there was a blank wall, and I thought, I used to go in there and I thought, okay, I think I better do something. And I did a painting on there, but I haven't done sort of murals or anything like that.
Mm.
Why?
Still time.
Yeah.
Because I've never done one.
Right.
And probably I think it's going to be hard.
Well, they're quite big, aren't they? Big,
yeah.
Big but my, things to take on.
But my works are very big.
They are.
They're giant works. Yeah. So it would lend itself to
murals. Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You could, hey, next venture.
Yeah, you never know.
I find you a blank wall somewhere.
I need
somewhere
some help
that
with that could, one, but yeah. that would be good.
How long does it take to do a piece, seeing they're quite large? Is it very time consuming?
Yeah, because what I do it in a lot of layers, and most of my works are not fully planned. I've sort of got an idea, and then they just grow, and then it just stops for a while.
Yeah.
So I might go and do something, you know, maybe read books for a few days and whatever, and then I'll return to that. And what I do is I add different layers because for me it's my, you know, that sort of mental space that I go to when I'm in the landscape or something, or I might, you get a sense of a room. Mm. So that sense that I get, I take it on board and I sort of think about it. So in my art, you'll see different sort of openings of spaces or some abstract blocks or something in a realistic kind of image.
Mm.
And for me, that indicates it's that space that's not discovered yet, but it's in our thoughts.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. So it's opening. And so, yeah, I can't remember how I got onto that.
How long it takes and, you know, how time-consuming it is.
So
because you have to keep revisiting and
that's it.
Get inspiration and come back to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then,
so what, a month?
I can do, a month or, probably a month. But I remember years ago I was doing one of the art fairs, and a cousin of mine, Lucy, was passing away. And so everything in me just stopped. But I had in 3 weeks, or just about a month, I had to produce all these works for the art fair. Mm. And I'm thinking, I haven't even started. Because I was
pressure.
Just too much.
Yep.
So anyway, then my cousin passed away, and I thought, and sort of like, you know, that's over. Mm. No, it's not over, but, you know, it was.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God, Enzi, you've got 3 weeks to do some massive works here.
Mm.
And so I decided that my next artworks are not going to have any dark colours in it.
Right.
You're not going to get that dark colour onto your palette. So what I did, I just got all these beautiful soft but sort of soft fluorescent colours and I did the city floating.
Yes, they must be the mystical ones I've seen
a lot
on your website.
Yes,
there you go. Well, that's the inspiration that you get. I mean, you channel, you know, your emotions into your art, I guess, and it's like your therapy.
That's
so
true.
To sort of get over your cousin's death was, you wanted to cheer yourself up.
Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah, that's true.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in today, and we can't wait to have you back in down the track to hear what next adventure you've got.
Thanks so much. It was lovely to be here.
Well, our pleasure to have you in, so thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.